upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It's on now. We're live. Yes. No, wait. You're not live. I have to turn you up. Here we go.
Turn the motherfucker up in the headphone. Because anybody
going to bust a business. I don't want nobody want to give a damn. Because you know
hey,
what's
I,
up.
Oh, why are we live? I got to go pee first. I didn't even get to fucking.
Okay. No big deal. Go pee, bro. Go pee. All right. What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Rick and Nick Show. This is just like a quick episode. We're just going to hang out for a little bit, do our thing. I thought you had to pee, bro.
I'm waiting for you.
What are you doing, dog?
I just thought
you
it was
just got to pee.
If like the camera came on and like
it's funny, but I'm so mad that I don't have any other fucking cameras like that are so
it's
close
funny
to you.
It's like this.
I don't have any close-ups. I need to get the close-ups. All right. You go potty. I'll get the close-ups.
Gotta go piss. Gotta go take a fucking piss.
We'll have a good little show here.
Mike Miracle.
That's my guy right there.
Dude, I was freestyling the other night, and I fucking threw Mike Miracle's name in my freestyle.
Oh, shit, he was freestyling. He said he threw your name in there. Dude, it doesn't matter. Nobody can hear you. Go piss and then come back. No, it doesn't matter because everybody else is watching me and they're like, what's he saying? I'm like, I don't fucking know, dog. It's okay. He said, did you hear? I guess Lando's pissy with me. Oh, Lando's mad. We're going to talk about that. Lando might be a mad guy or something. We'll have to get on that and more here on the Rick and Nick Show. Welcome. We do have a warning, I think. Yep, we have a warning here. Shut up. We gotta warn people. Warning. The following content may contain elements that are not suitable for some audiences. If you are easily offended and cannot stand foul language or manly banter of any kind, this may not be the show for you. Your discretion is advised. A lot of y'all are probably looking at that and you're like, No. But I assure you, we have a great show coming up. Not really. I can assure you, but we do have some stuff coming up. We're gonna hang out. We're gonna chill out. We're gonna talk about some shit. Now I have to piss. Be right back. Chad said. We're just gonna chill, guys. We're doing the first time ever on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, X. And Rumble and Kick and I don't know. There's so many things right now we're going live on. I don't know. This is just kind of a test that I've never done before that we're going to see if it works with me and Nick. So welcome to the show. We got breaking news right away. breaking news you may have missed, here at the Wheelhouse, Big Nick has came through, and now he finally has car insurance. Let's give it up for Big Nick.
Car insurance.
Yeah, you finally got it, bro. Good. Thanks for you. Good thing,
car
huh?
Car insurance. Who the fuck has car insurance?
You know, people. So how you been, man? How's everything going for you?
Shit, man. Fucking, I don't like this angle.
It's weird. We gotta fucking mess around.
Dude, I feel
here.
Like I'm not even prepared, dude. Like nothing's right over here.
Well, let's go ahead and see if we can fix cams while we're live. There's one. Look at that. That's alive. Look at that. You see yourself?
Yeah.
And then you got this one.
It.
You got 3, 4, 5. What's five going?
Know what I mean? I'm on the same motherfucking team.
Uh-oh. This is Logitech Stream Cam. This one's actually not connected. But anyway, everything else is.
You got this raw over here, dude.
What do you mean?
You got the fattest joint in the world over here. Here, I'm throwing it to you. So you
oh,
can
no,
it.
No, no. I know that.
Oh, my bad. I wish that would have got camera'd. Why didn't that get on camera?
He right in the face with this shit.
Literally
oh,
hit you
my
so
goodness.
Perfectly in the, oh. He's so perfectly in the face.
I'm so glad.
He didn't bounce off it like your face
I'm
caught
so
it.
Glad
it
was like, this wasn't lit, dude. This was horrible.
I wouldn't have threw it at you if it was lit like
dude,
that.
Dude, this is huge, though. Like, you guys don't understand. Like, this thing weighs about probably... What? The core fucking zip.
All
right, ready?
I fucking love it, dude. I love it. That's all I'm going to say.
What do you love?
It.
He loves it. He's about to get it on down now.
Did you put something in the group chat, or is this Mace, dude?
I don't know. Is Mace saying shit?
Did
I don't know.
Did you hit up the group chat? Because the group chat has got a message in it.
I did not. I'm just trying to smoke this fucking 12-ounce joint over here. Fucking
my
you guys
phone sucks balls.
Here. What is it? What are you talking about?
Oh, Mace,
while we're figuring that
Mason
out.
Mason laughed at one of your audio messages.
Oh, well, you know, that happens, I guess.
Oh, they took my high voice.
While we're sitting here, make sure you do like and subscribe and hit the bell on the podcast on YouTube. Wheelchair Rick on YouTube. Check us out. Besides that, what up, Ben Tipton? Good to see you. Watch out for those armadillos on there. We know they're on there. Actually, armadillos. Armadillos are only like a southern thing, right? Because we don't get armadillos up here in Michigan. I've never seen an armadillo in Michigan. Nick, have you seen an armadillo in Michigan?
An armadillo?
Yeah.
Nah, bro.
Son of a bitch.
Bro.
See, I got everything written. I'm waiting for my fucking thing. Now, how's everybody doing tonight? What is going on? Let's talk about whatever comes to mind. Me and Nick didn't have this plan, but we're just hanging out. We're chilling. What is this? I got a... Oh, this ain't a letter. This is a magazine for a 9mm Glock. I got a magazine. I got a lighter in here somewhere. I got a magazine, but I don't know the lighter. Hey, you got a lid over there, Nick? Is there anything? Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit, I forgot I got this 1950s desk lighter that I found. You got a fucking... Oh, come on. Yeah, there we go. You gotta strike it good. It'll work if you give it enough gumption. You know what I mean? It's probably gotta look good on camera, too, huh? One of those 1950s shorts, like... Go ahead and sit on a couch, see, and we'll see how you fared, lady. Yeah, look, you're looking good in that little drop-top skirt there, eh? Hollywood was full of a bunch of fucking weirdos back in the day. Sorry, I didn't mean to spark anybody's ambition. Nick, what's going on?
Nothing. What's going on, bro? I like the smooth jazz.
Lauren said we have armadillos down here in Louisiana and possums, too. Holy shit. Got to watch out for those. Ben Insider said I'm still pissed at Nick's dad for moving them fuckers. Don't wave. Them new fuckers don't wave.
Yeah,
oh, you got to fucking tell them what's up, man.
They're in town right now. They moved to Florida, but they're fucking in the winter, and then they're here now in the summer. They live out in off of fucking Portage Lake. Out in Munich and shit. So they're like not like in town anymore, but they're here right now. But yeah, definitely no more Vandyland, bro. No more porch pimping.
Vandyland ain't the same, dog.
4303 Francis ain't no more porch pimping.
All right, so beer sipping. I gotta move this over to
joint
Nick.
Hitting. What's that?
That's a delivery.
Is this the bomb? You gotta come fix this camera, bro.
Well, that's good. I'm glad everybody decided to show up and say what's happening. For the 46. Dude, we're neck and neck with Rowdy right now. 46 and 46. How the fuck do we let it get this close? Do you know? What are you thinking? He's too busy looking at his phone. He's smiling for a girl. Let's tell these people what the girl is.
No, don't do that.
You don't want to do that. Come on. All the people love you, Nick, dude. They all support you. Come on, man.
I like to keep my...
He's trying to keep his personal life personal.
I like to keep my personal life private right now.
This dirty dog. Michael said, drinking Stella now. Ben said, more weedos now, I think. Yeah, you damn right, Ben. Shit's fucking crazy. Excuse me. Ben Insider, thank you for sharing that stream. If anybody has seen this house behind us, that's where I fucking grew up at, man. It's literally a one-car garage. Actually, I don't know what it was. I think it was a two-car garage. Who knows? Maybe it was a shack. Who wants to do a shot with me? Let's do a shot.
How about this? I'll put it this way right now.
All right, put it now. Away. Go ahead.
Right now, I'm gonna keep things a little.
Breathe.
A little on the.
On the what? On the what?
On the private side, and okay. Then when the time is right and the day comes properly for it, then
when the day comes proper,
I might, dude. The problem is, I've gotten way too personal on this platform, dude. Like I've
you know
said,
what's fucked up though that nobody knows all. That because, dude, everybody.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Watches this is like it's their first time, or they know either they know you or they don't, you know what I mean? So the first timers are like, yeah, whatever, who is this guy? Like, they're not gonna go back and look and like figure out who exactly you are. It's only the locals that's known you for a long time, you know what I mean, that actually give a shit.
But yeah, true, but also like we have our people that have been like watching forever, so a lot of our regulars who tune in, you know, like, know a lot of, you know, some stories and some, a lot of personal shit.
Well, we
know.
Got Lauren Dabby Smith. Hold on, Lauren. Listen, Lauren, let's take a shot real quick. Nick, do you got a lick a shot?
I think I got this bottle that you said fucking...
Yeah, there you go, bro.
Rowdy left over here.
Yeah, Rowdy, dude. That's why Rowdy leaves bottles, is for Nick to take a lick a shot.
Yeah, but I rarely ever take a...
Yeah, he doesn't. That's why I do the
dude,
because
come,
it's like it's
take,
so nasty.
Come take this from me. I'll just keep smoking it.
Dude, just put it out. I don't want it. It's gonna just impede our victory. It's just too much, dude. Somebody, dude, like shout out to Logan. Okay, my homeboy
Logan
who
Paul?
Stays with us. Yeah, Logan the fucking Logan Paul.
Logan
he
Paul
stays with us. Yeah, he impregnated our fucking. Young Blossom, so now he stays with us and fucking he's doing everything he can to show up and make sure he's a good dad and be a good person, which he really is, bro. This motherfucker can make more than I ever made when I was his age. Holy shit. And he works hard. He gets up every morning and he fucking does his job, so I will never say anything wrong,
dude,
about young Loganos. What?
The question about the Snapchat that we seen earlier.
First, let's take a shot.
Well, hold on real quick.
Okay, what?
Remember the Snapchat I said I showed you earlier about a mutual friend we know, and I was like, look at this. It's crazy. And you were like, what happened?
Oh, yeah. What about it?
It says they got jumped at Buddy's last night.
What the fuck? In Vandercook?
It says at Buddy's last night.
In
oh,
Vandy.
Yeah, Buddy's in Vandy. Yeah, I guess.
Man, what has happened to our neighborhoods?
I was thinking of Buddy. Like, but no.
Oh, no, no. Fuck no.
Right.
Dude, Buddy don't jump nobody, bro.
Well, I'm not saying him. No. I'm just saying, like, maybe he was, like, a guest and it went down. No. But you're right. It probably,
I'm telling you, bro, that motherfucker don't step foot inside that
was
shit.
Just my... I didn't think about gas station. My fucking brain went
Buddy's
to the homies.
Dude, what the fuck? Dude, you know? Hey.
So I was like, wait,
hey,
what?
Hey, okay, put your fucking shit up there. Thank Rowdy. We're going to take this shit right now. Ben, put your shit up. Ben and Cider. Right now, here we go. I'm gonna give you guys some good old fashioned fucking elevator music. I'm gonna turn this up for you so we can take this shot real quick.
Fucking Mace is over here laughing at fucking voice messages in the group chat. It's like, don't laugh, motherfucker. You just show up. Just show up with the guitar. Just show up, Mace. How hard was it to not just show up? You'll laugh at the audio. Laugh with your guitar in your hand while we're fucking live jamming.
Listen. We finally figured out how to fucking do this shit. We cracked the code.
Dude, I need my fucking spotlight, dude. That's all dim over here. Look, I'm in the dark.
Oh, see, well, listen, I didn't want to give it to you unless you wanted it. There you go.
Hey, how's everybody doing? We got 9 motherfuckers in this bitch right now.
We got more people than usually watch Rick and Rowdy. This is fucking amazing. He's probably pissed if he's watching it right now.
Rowdy's like, fuck.
Rowdy's like, what the fuck are we doing over here? No, here, check this out, guys. Look at this. Look at this. Check this out. I upgraded. Oh, now I got one. Oh, we all got fucking wires now, baby. Wait, I gotta turn this over a little bit. All right. No, it's been a good run, dude. We here, let me put something else on here. Trailer park, we enjoy.
See, you don't even look right, dude. I feel like I'm fucking...
What do you mean you don't look right? You look alright. What are you doing?
Does it?
Yeah. What do you guys think? Does it look right here?
Do I look okay?
You be the judge, guys. Shut your fucking pie hole, hippie pot smokers. Chad said.
Fuck, man. I'm a fucking... Ah, here we go.
What do you think? Does he look okay, folks? I think he looks pretty good. That's a damn good shot, actually.
Am I looking okay? Am I...
Ah, put that flag up there. Put that fucking...
It's good to be back, baby. It's good to be back, baby.
There we go.
Bang, bang.
Oh, shit. Oh,
it's a little dirty. It's a little filthy. But you want to know what? Sometimes so is the Puerto Ricans. We a little filthy.
A little dirty.
So we could be a little dirty.
They got to come through that border somehow, right?
Motherfucker, we are not illegal. We are part of the fucking United States. We don't have fucking green cards.
Listen, it's glad to have you back, bud.
We belong here.
It's glad to have you back, brother. Let's give Big Nick a fucking round of applause. Why don't we? Good to have him back. It's been a fun time just showing up. Shit. We're 16 minutes in and we're getting fucking more rowdy than Rowdy does.
Boom.
So yeah, man.
So what, you want me to do the Rowdy? This is the Rowdy.
Fuck, hold on a minute. Rowdy, you did leave that, didn't you? Did you leave that for Big Nikolai to take a fucking celebratory shot? Wait, what am I doing this? I got this thing. Yes. Chad said, now he's putting my Texas flag on microphone. What the fuck? Oh, shit. Left it for anybody that's thirsty. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yep. Mr. Copeland is a fucking, a very, very fine host. He understands the way this shit goes. And we understand the way this shit goes. So, if you enjoy it, please put a...
Smash that like button.
Smash it. Tongue punch it. I have a thing over here somewhere. I thought I did. I fucking suck, dude. I should have had it. But yeah, just go ahead and like it. Smash it. Punch it. Touch it. Hit it. Make sure you hit that right there. The ding. That ding bell, that's what you really need. That's when you know when we go live. If I bother you, just go ahead and mute it until certain times. But like... Dude, I figured out the way to open up the fucking floodgates on YouTube. Nick, are you interested in how I learned how to do this?
You already told me, dude.
What did I tell you?
You told me that you just go and steal other people's viral videos and then post them on your shit.
I mean, that's not lying. I mean, that's kind of the same thing, I guess. But like, here's the thing, though. Like, I don't just steal anybody's shit. Like, it, you can't really say steal because...
You borrow. You repost.
Well, yeah, exactly. Repost. Because everybody that's got something to say wants them to be able to say it on somebody else's platform. So what's the best way to do that? just to tag your shit. So when anybody takes it, your shit's still tagged in the video and they can still post it and get views, but you're still getting, you know, your own shit. What, come on.
Yeah, dude.
Advertising 101, bro.
Right, dude.
Ben said, is that a purse? Chad said, that's a merce, motherfucker. Get it right.
Where? Where's their purse? Oh, you're talking about my
hold on.
My magic bag? The magic bag?
We don't have you a close-up like we normally do. Oh, wait, what's this? What's that?
Where are we at? Oh, dude, I think a camera left.
What is this? No, there's a camera.
It's down here. It fell.
Oh, my God. That's your close-up. We need that camera.
Oh, no.
We gotta rescue it.
Hold on, I'll get it.
You want me to do it? I'll do it. Hold on, I'll do it.
You got to, because it just, the audio started scratching.
Hold on. Bam ba da bam ba dam ba dam bam ba da bam ba da bam ba dam ba dam bam bam ba da bam ba dam ba dam bam bam ba da bam ba da. It's time to rescue the camera.
Jody, we see the messages. There's chaos going on right now.
Chaos.
It's chaos. We're trying to figure out. We're trying to make sense of it all. Okay. Boom. They're unpopular. Okay. Boom. There. Is that, how are we doing over here? Boom. Trees. Boom. Trees. Boom. Trees. Boom. Trees. I got a couple different kinds of trees.
You remember back in the day when fucking trees were illegal and everybody was like, oh my gosh, you can't have that around here. That's illegal. People will get arrested. And now you're like, fuck, dude, check this out. I got trees. The white rhino. I got the black purple. Trees. I got the fucking trees. I got the left. I got the right. I got the middle. I got the center. I got the white. I got the blue.
You know
I got the shit. I got
funny,
the venom. I got the...
What's funny about it to me is the fact that... What you said.
Yep.
About how it used to be. And then it's funny that, like, now, like, I do all that and I get a fucking W-2 for doing it.
Hello, Jody. We see you. Yes.
That's the funny part about it. That's the funny part about it. Is that back in the day, all those teachers, Mr. Essex.
Yes. You know he's watching this right now, you motherfucking.
Yes. Mr. Kaiser, yes. Go to the ice room. You have marijuana, and it is.
Who were in the ice room? What was her name? Miss fucking Schweda.
I can't speak. Miss Schweda. I can't speak on the
show. I love Miss Schweda, though. You know what? Because she made me a better person. But, Miss Schweda.
See, I feel like I'm crooked, dude. I feel like that camera's pointed like, look, you can see
no,
all...
No, it's crooked as fuck.
You
right.
You can see all this shit.
You're damn
you know,
right.
Can't.
I got you.
I think it fucked up when you came and got the close-up.
Well, hold on. Let's talk about... Before I get out of my spot, let's talk about a fucking story right now.
A story.
What can you tell me about... the immigration into the United States.
I don't fucking know anything about the immigration to the United States.
It took me so long to reach that button. It was fucking
Fuck, I don't fucking know, dude. Okay, so let's ask the viewers this.
Okay.
Should I smoke?
I'm coming to fix your fucking camera.
So I got a bunch of glorious cannabis in, like, these 8 jars. Like, some are sativa, some are indica. But, like, they have different things. Like, this one's called Create. It says it lean sativa, and it's called First Class Funk is the strain. It says it's a chill sativa, and it says it's perfect for...
Oh, shit, it's broken.
This fucking guy. This is perfect for creating art or tackling a to-do list. So this is supposed to be a get-up-and-goer. I have a leaning indica that's called Faded. It is Chem Runts. And this one says, Faded feels it's for a laid-back laughs or gaming. So apparently, if you're trying to laugh or game, this is a good strain to smoke on. And then I got this one. This one's called Arouse. Arouse. It's a sativa leaning. Carbon fiber is the strain. It says it's a stimulating sativa. The feels with a body buzz, and it's ideal for sensual play with your partner. I got a bit of this horny weed the other day because I was all curious. I was like, aroused, this is horny weed. This is horny weed. Everyone was joking about it at work. They're like, dude, if you go smoke that, you're going to come back with a boner. And, you know, like.
Boner for sure.
Everyone was just joking, making the laugh. So I was like, you know what?
It's not funny. It's a real thing.
I'm going to buy it and I'm going to go on break and I'm going to go smoke a joint and I'll come back and report to you. And it's like, it doesn't make you horny. But like when you're high and you're feeling the buzz, like I just like when you sit there, like, okay, when you're high and you're under the influence, you're feeling the buzz and you think to yourself, like, if it was Mr. Nasty time, this is a good high and strain to be on right now. Like when you're high, like, and you think about it, you're like,
bro, wait, Mr. Yeah. Nasty time. Like, what are we talking about, Mr. Nasty time?
We're talking about this is horny weed.
When it's time to take your fucking thing out and just make it happen?
No, dude. When you're trying to, it's.
See?
You
that's
weren't
what I
listening.
Mean. I don't know.
You weren't listening.
I apologize.
Ideal for sensual play with your partner.
Holy fuck.
So what I was saying is when I smoked
I see.
It,
okay.
I was thinking to myself when I was feeling the high, like,
slap it down.
I could see, like, if you were high off this, I could see, like, if it was time to get nasty with your girl or something.
Right.
That it would, like, this is, like, I could see this high being a good high to, like, when I was high off it, I was like, I could motorboat some titties right now.
Motorboat
like,
some
you know what
titties.
I'm saying? Like,
that's
it was
what
just
said,
like,
folks.
It wasn't like I was like it like rocked me up or something. And I was like, oh my God, I need to go take a cold shower.
No,
like, but it was like the high. I was just like, yeah, this would be a good high to fuck too. You know?
Well, so what is it?
It's a sativa, dude. It's a fucking, it's good. But yeah, I'm going to save this for another time.
Now, another thing about shit you might know about is, let me ask you this.
Yo.
What about mushrooms?
I don't have any at the moment, friend.
But what do you think about mushrooms as far as, like, chilling?
I love them.
Having a good time?
I love them.
Well, damn, don't fucking blow everybody's eardrums out. But
everyone
like,
had to, no, everyone had to get their eardrums
But, like,
out.
What do you recommend? Like, if you're going to just chill, like, what are you thinking? Like, because for me, like, we've hung out before, and I've taken some penis envy mushrooms, and you've seen my legs. My fucking legs are like this. They're playing fucking, like, double bass drums the whole time.
Dude, my brain cut out as soon as you said, I took some penis, and it, like, cut out, and I was like, rip.
Penis envy mushrooms.
And then
yeah.
you continued your sentence, but, like, my brain cut it out for a second. I was just like, wait, what the fuck did you just say? You took penis?
You know what? Before
Anyways.
We go any farther into this conversation, I do have to say this. We do appreciate All For Less Liquidations. You know, that's one thing I forgot to put on there, but you know what? Just check them out. Hit that fucking QR code. They're right on there. All For Less Liquidations. They beat every price. They do a bunch of local, what do you call it? Auctions. Which I was thinking about doing that for my garage sale, but I'm like, shit, once I do that, then I'm gone. I need to get more stuff.
Pure and simple old-fashioned communism.
No, it's not that. We're just comments. Trying to make money. It's capitalism, motherfucker. Get it right.
Brick trees with burlap sack and random newspaper chunks and many flat seeds.
Hey, don't be mad at my fucking style of hustle. We get it done, okay. We do actually have another... sober sponsor who has actually been sober since 2010.
What?
Yeah, his name's Randy.
What are you talking about, man?
At Candy Cane Wireless. Check him out if you want a phone bill less than $100. This dude will give you everything that you want and more for about $50 or less. Don't put my word on it, but let him know that Wheelchair Rick said Candy Cane Wireless, and you guys will get a better deal than normal people will. I guarantee it. Put the bell on it. Guarantee it, but not guarantee it. No, that guy, I tell you what, if you walked in there and was like, listen, Wheelchair Rick told me to come in here and you give me a good deal on a phone, the first thing he would say would be, give
"Who the
me
fuck
one
is Wheelchair Rick?"
No, he'd be like, "Give me 1 second. Let me finish with these guys, and then I'll take care of you." Because once you got finished with those guys, he'd be like, "Okay, listen, how did you find him?" They'd be like, "Well, we seen him on a thing, or whatever, you know, on a podcast." But here you go. You want this phone? Free. Just sign this fucking paperwork, and then we'll do a don't get fooled for the live, like they're like, oh yeah, you get all the extreme fucking gigs and shit. You don't. You'd never do unless you got business. Tell them you want a business line live.
I need that business.
I need that line. Business line live, because that's how you get the real shit. Nick, what do you think about all that?
About the business line?
Yeah, what about the business line live?
I don't know. What does that mean?
You got to have a business line to be live.
Wait, what? What did you mean to be live? Like, you mean what?
So, if you don't have a business line, you have a regular phone, right?
Like a regular, degular phone line.
Once you're on your phone, you're like streaming Facebook and you're streaming YouTube and all this shit. By the time your month is over, guess what? 14 days before your month's over, you run out of data. Now you're done.
Yeah, well, what if you have unlimited data?
Everybody has limited data. Unlimited data. Slow motion. Yeah, because it doesn't exist.
What do you mean it doesn't exist?
It doesn't exist, bro. Everybody's talking about unlimited. Okay, so you get unlimited data, but until a certain point. Then, yeah, you still got unlimited data, but it runs at a slower fucking RPM. You feel me?
I mean...
So let's say this. Let's say you buy a fucking $25 from Boost a month. You know what I mean? Like unlimited plan, right?
Like a booster?
They give you 30 gigs of unlimited, which is unheard. They won't do that, but let's just say that. 30 gigs of unlimited. So you're start off at August 1st. You got unlimited everything. So you're unlimited. And then all of a sudden you fucking run out of shit like... a half a month before your shit's over. Guess what? You ran through your shit.
Yeah, but who the fuck is using that much internet on their phone?
Who decides how much internet that is, though? That's what you should be asking.
I don't know. I've never had an issue.
See? Dude. Internet's fucking fucked up, bro. It's all fucked up.
I get unlimited, and I've never had an issue with not having the internet.
I'm getting a headache from talking about internet.
Why?
Too much bullshit.
Dude, the internet's like...
I pay $300 a month for two pods like this. Here, I'll show you. Right here. These pods?
Those are detrimental.
I pay like $200 a month for those. Almost.
AMG. I'm about to get creative.
What are you doing? You rolling blunt?
Not a blunt, dude. I don't smoke blunts.
What do you smoke?
Joints. I get to the... I roll joints, dude. I get to the point like Tom Petty and Cedar, bro.
Chad, are you still watching us? Don't fucking play me out, bro. Listen, we need one person to win something that's not the same people that come here every time. Who's going to want to get in there? Who wants to get that fucking juicy cricket? At the end of it. It could be you, folks. Could be you. All you gotta do right now is be live. Say something.
Hey, how you doing?
You know what? We should be live. Oh shit.
Doing it live. Doing it big. Life to the lip.
We had a caller here.
Oh, there's a caller?
Yeah, we had a caller.
Oh, caller.
We had a caller.
Someone's calling in.
Caller. Caller number 9. How are you doing?
Sounds like calling.
I've reached Chad at Copeland Welding. I'm extremely.
No, don't you do that to me.
Oh, shit, man. You gave it away who the caller was, man.
No. He called me. It wasn't my fault.
That was all over the fucking net, bro. That was fat. Yeah.
The net, nobody cares. We have three nets. There's three nets. I'm calling in, dickhead. I got you. I'm rolling 1 or 7, John said. Fuck yeah, John. I'm glad you're here with us. We got to give John a fucking shirt if he ain't got one yet. That'd be a good thing to do, huh?
Rolling, smoking, inhale.
Exhale. Oh, I got to get that. I got to get that shirt.
You need to get that as like a little fucking button.
Shut up, Chad.
Sade.
Nobody cares.
Sade, you're not answering your phone, Sade.
Why are you Sade-ing me right now, dog?
And it did take me a minute to roll the joint, but, you know,
I gotta hit that, but the only way to hit that is, was to give the
it's
joint.
Because I wanted
rolling.
To roll a proper joint.
I could have had like a rolling car over there.
I could have fucking rolled a fucking little stupid fucking dumbass piece of shit joint, but I wanted to roll a fucking proper.
A proper. That's a proper joint.
Rick's
right
not
there.
Doing his work with the camera. He's supposed to do a close up on this right now, but he's slacking.
Fucking up. Yeah, there we go.
He just wanted to roll like a proper little fucking finger. You know.
That's a nice little joint right there.
Yeah.
Too. That's a proper joint right there.
When I take my time and go slow, it's like, you know, they burn a little bit better. You notice the white ash? You notice that? I see that. You see that? You see that? We only smoke clean weed around here, ladies and gentlemen.
Only. He's on another call. Somebody else called him because he's being a fucking bloody goont. John Sharp, why are you not on this call? I got a shirt. A black wheelchair Rick t-shirt. Fuck yeah. Is it fucking dope? Do you like it? See, everybody seems to like fail about like,
oh my God,
we only man. Have so many of these to give out. Like, I'm not giving these away like, you know what I mean? Fresh cream pies or nothing like that. They're giving away here and there to select
few. Giving out fresh cream pies?
Dude, cream pies? Cream pies? Did I say cream pies?
You said fresh cream. You're giving up cream pies, dude?
Dude, there could be free. It'd be nice, but there's no. I'm sorry.
No cream pies?
That's
no cream pies to be gave?
No cream pies. It's my fault. But you get the point.
Good, man. One day I'll get back to getting. One day I'll get back.
See, one thing I would like to know is, like, why when somebody comments, this won't automatically go down once you touch it?
I don't know. That's stupid.
See, it is. Like, we're still learning this, John. Thank you for that comment. We're trying to figure out what in the blue fucking blazes.
What in the bloody blazes?
What in the bloody blazes makes this thing go crazy like it does?
I like this new essentials in the back.
This is a really good song. I really do like this. Look at now. It's different.
It's all green. It's
oh,
mean.
Somebody's fucking. Damn it. Copeland's No Man's calling me. I gotta call it back, I think.
Who's the boss? Probably Tony Danza. He was the Manza. Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What the fuck is that? Is this the fucking rubberneck that I was just calling? Don't make me come out there. You need to pay me. This weekend, rubberneck.
Hey, you listen here, you bloke back. I tell you right now, you don't have no greens coming up to the balls of the base, and we're talking about what you're talking about right now.
Now listen, you potato eating sack of Irish shit. I will come out there. I will shove pasta up your butthole.
What the hell? You can all talk to me like that, you bloke?
He's good.
Time to pay your fucking debt, mate.
You never knew somebody like me. I come up beside your grandmother's backhead station, coming around with your fucking high toss hard over Sally, and I put it right in the back of your fucking meemaws. You understand what I'm saying there, Bulk?
I'm Italian, you fuck, and I will blow so hard in your cornhole that your fucking grandkids will get pregnant.
Well, that was a fun talk. Thank you for that, caller. Who knows where that's gonna go?
Oh my Lord, man!
Could be any way, but you know what? My Irish fucking settlements tell me it won't be long until something pops off in the Blarmy bloke.
What word, do you think? Word.
Damn, are you smoking that big ass shit by yourself?
I'm always smoking.
I gotta smoke with you. Hold on, I'll be right back.
I'm always smoking joints by my lonesome.
One love is
one love who's crying now. I fucks with Journey, bro. I fuck with Journey the long way. The longest of ways, bro. Fucking Journey, bro. One love. So what's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Big Nick. Chilling like I'm always doing. What? No, don't take it with you. Stay for a minute if you want to smoke it, but don't take it.
I want to make sure I got this shit on good references.
It's me. It's me again. Is it me you're looking for?
Hello, is it me you're looking for?
I can see it in your eyes. Anyways, I'm here. You know, I'm pretty much an open book. So if you got a question, fire away.
John Sharp, I see you comment a lot. Where the fuck you been, bro? Why ain't you came out to the wheelhouse? Come out to you. Come out to you, bro. Come out to you, have a beer, bro.
Shit balls, man. Shit balls.
Hello.
Dude, we got to move that shit away from the fucking chat. There's like that pure leaf and shit and block stuff.
You know what's fucked up? That microphone you're speaking right now is no longer available to public.
Why?
I shared it to somebody for them to buy it, and they took it away and put a shittier one there.
Why?
Yeah, for that one, they're charging another $30 because they realized it was worth more. Probably because of this podcast.
They were like, dude, that mic does sound like butter. Dude, like the fucking comments are coming in. We can't see live because, look, oh, the bar is going up. Dude, that's stupid, man.
Yeah, that's what happens when you touch it. That's what I'm saying.
Shout out Travis Smith. Travis Smith.
We're going to figure out what happens if we can get it working good. Hold on. Give me a second.
Shit gets dumb. It gets dumb diddy dumb. If you're asking a question, we can't see it right now because... Once we touch the chat thingy, scroll thingy, it stops working automatically and, like, doing the thing. You know what I'm saying?
You got to do the thing. You got to do the thing. I'm motherfucking down with the chicken wing. Oh,
holding
shit.
The mother...
We keep getting calls in. Dude, people are like, yo, your shit's fucking up.
Your shit's fucking up, bro?
Hello. You're live on the fucking air. Hey, this is Gary Busey. What's going on?
Gary?
Hey, Gary. Hey, is this the Rick and Nick show?
Yeah, we got it. I see what you're saying. Are you Gary Busey?
No. This is just Gary.
Okay.
I see that you, old Nick there, he said he was open for questions, and I got one for him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, what's your question? Hold on, Gary. What's your question?
You know, Nick, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodcut... What chuck could chuck wood?
I heard it
yeah,
was like
that.
I heard it was something like three face cords or some shit like that.
Face cords.
Yeah, something like three.
Three that's face cords. What does that sound good to you?
That's what I heard.
Thank you for sharing that.
Nice. I question. Like it.
Have a good night, now.
Yeah, thank you too, sir. Thank you for calling in. Hey, legit.
Cause
man.
I heard it through the great. Fine.
Ooh,
and that much would it be mine?
Oh yeah, hold on. Yeah.
You gotta put bucket mouth into it, honey, honey. Yeah.
You know how many people hate us from high school? You know what? No, I wouldn't say hate us, but you know what they say? Like,
dude,
they're like, dude, these guys are just like fucking doing whatever, having a great time, not having a care in the world. Which they would be right on that point, but. We still got our own troubles. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love it. Sorry, I'm in my own world. Be back in 2 seconds.
Mason said, laughed at an audio image. I guess he laughed at one of the shits that
he,
I sang.
Yeah, that's what I said earlier. I was like, dude, that was the whole thing. I was like, bro, why is he laughing? He should be here with the guitar. Don't laugh at the audio. Come in with the guitar and play the audio.
No, listen, dude. Listen. Okay, so my whole life... I've been wondering, like, who do I sound like the most? Like, where is my fucking shit came out and actually, like, shine the most? Like, what am I, like, whoa! And then I was like, what love feels to find? Do I burn inside? I need you to sing with me. Come
on. Oh, shit. Hey. I gotta shout out my homie right now, bro. My homie Zach.
Oh, dude, shout
Zachy
him out.
Zachy G and the motherfucking Gremlins, bro. Where the fuck are you
Zachy
at?
Zachy G in the place to be.
Zachy fucking G.
When he gets G. Oh.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, damn. You done fuck his shit up. Oh.
Zachy G. Dude, I'm losing it. Where the fuck are you at, Zachy
you
G?
Doing, bro, we need somebody.
Shout
to
out
us.
To my homeboy Zach. Zachy G. Zachy G is my fucking... My fucking homie that I work with, and we fucking hold it down, slinging fucking choice ass nugs.
John Sharp said, I figured you guys would be jamming tonight. We were going to jam, but we just jammed last weekend, to be honest with you. So,
dude, don't fucking... Don't play coy. We're not jamming because our guitar player couldn't make it.
It's really on, like, if we can all get here at the same time. So for it's sure. like, if we can, like, make it on time. And we literally just fucking said something to him today, and he was like, oh, fuck, man. I wish you guys would let me know last night or something because I'd make time, but... Unfortunately,
dude, I don't understand that we all agreed last weekend on Friday that we were gonna do it.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we set up the fucking, why don't we set up the fucking thing here, the keyboard? You get the drums going, and we'd be like, boom, 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 do, do,
for like 2 seconds.
One love is crying now. I'm sorry. Fucked it all up for everybody. Look at all the comments keep going, but I can't scroll down. It's so stupid. I backed over a kitten once. Sound a lot like that. Don't bring up that shit, motherfucker, dude. That's, man, I felt bad. I didn't want to do that. That motherfucker was right underneath my wheels, and I didn't know he was there. I went to go back up, and I was like, oh, shit. As soon as I knew, I thought I ran over, like, a leg. I was like, nah, that was a whole kitten, bro. Like... Once the wheelchair goes, bro, it just goes. There's no stopping it.
You ran over a kid, bro?
I did. I ran over a kid. No, a kitten, dude. A fucking little baby kitten, dude.
Oh, shit,
yeah.
Dude. So bad. You said you ran over a kid. The kitten's not funny. But running over the kid, that is fucking funny.
That's for the kitten right there. Here we go. I got this for the kitty. We shall always remember the kitty. It was the most beautifulest of kitties, too. It was a white. It was all white and shit. Blue eyes. It's for you, kitty. Fuck. Fuck you, Chad. Making me remember that. For those of you saying, oh my god, I can't believe he's playing music. He's gonna get canceled. No, this is all fucking free music. I'm gonna play it. I actually make free music. I need to get back to it if somebody would help me do it. Andy fucking Barry or somebody else. Come on, guys. Shit, Nick, what's going on over there? You all right, bud?
Yeah, I'm good.
Here's your close-up right there, DeVille. How you doing? You look happy.
Boy, sometimes I get that way.
Tell these people, why are you so happy?
Because sometimes human beings get happy, bro.
They get happy, huh?
Sometimes. Sometimes people feel happy feelings. You know, I'm not subject to that, you know. Like, I normally don't, but, you know, lately sometimes I do. And it's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on live.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on live with Rick and Nick's show. What's going on? How you feeling?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That must be a crazy cat lady right there. You don't want to answer that too many times. Hey, somebody block that number, will you? Block that number. That's not good. Too much for them. But anyway, yeah. So there's a certain way you got to feel. You know what I mean? You got to feel a certain way to live in these times. John said, I'll be a surprise guest on Ricky Roddy show soon. Should be a great show.
Dude, the Z.
Nick, give us a laydown, he said.
Yeah,
that's... Great show. Thank you, Z. I appreciate it.
That's my fucking homie, Zachy G and the fucking Gremlins, bro.
Zachy G and the Gremlins, yeah.
Dude, tell the people how they can call in and how they can get on, you know, how they can tap in.
All right, so look, if you really want to call and you want to tap in, look up Wheelchair Rick. No, wait. Yes?
Rick forgot how to do it. We fucked it. We don't even fucking
It's been
know.
So long, bro. Like, No, you can look up Wheelchair Rick on Facebook and just hit me up on Messenger. So wheelchair, the word wheelchair, and then R-I-C. And then find the logo, which is this. And then just hit me up. Just call me on Messenger. It should work. I don't know why it wouldn't.
Dude, didn't we used to have a way where, like, people could call? Was it always this way, or didn't we have a way at one
no,
point?
No, at one time, we weren't that famous. So, like, they were just like, yeah, here, take this. But now they won't let us do that. Like, you have to have a business page to do that.
To have call-ins?
Well, when you're doing live, because right now, see, like, I'm bending the rules. I've always bent the rules, bro, because I had to. So right now we're live on the Wheelchair Rick, right?
Yeah.
So nobody can call on Wheelchair Rick. That's a good point. So they can't call me on Wheelchair Rick. They can call on my main page.
Okay.
If I so choose to give it, which I haven't yet. Should I do that? Or should we just give a number? I don't know. I don't know how this works. I don't know how this fucking works, bro. We got more fucking viewers now than we had on Rick and Rowdy, and I know Rowdy's like, what the fuck is going on here?
I'm sorry, Rowdy. Everyone just loves a fat Puerto Rican guy. I will always have that one up. I will always have that one up on you. I'm sorry.
Dude, you're definitely not a fat Puerto Rican guy, Rowdy.
I was just blessed with the fat Puerto Ricanness, and people fucking love it for some reason. I don't fucking know. I'm sorry.
And a good notion, my YouTube fucking shit keeps fucking getting likes. Like, people are like, yo, you keep getting views. My shit's growing and growing and growing. And even though it's not with what we're doing right now, like, there's still, it's bringing viewers to my channel. You know what I mean? Which means something.
I feel it.
I don't know, man. I'm just doing what I can to do what I can. You know what I mean?
I feel it, bro.
So, what are you guys feeling? What are you guys feeling tonight? What are you doing? What's going on? Who wants to talk about what? Z said, give us the lay down.
Lay down? What do you want? What do you want to know? What was going on?
There's
was
something
the
he wants to know. He was like, dude, he said specifically.
It's because you were asking me what I was happy about.
Is that a dude? Right? I don't know if that's a dude or not, but it seems like a
Zachy
dude.
Zachy G, bro. That's the Zachy fucking Zachy G in the Gremlins, bro. That's my fucking dog, dude. That's my homie Zach. Dude, shout out Zach.
Zachy's G. Shout out Joe.
The dude Zachy G's who's supposed to come over and fucking jam with us and sing.
What
remember?
The fuck, bro? Where you at? Come on, Zachy G. We're here waiting weekend, for you. Geez.
So yeah, we're gonna bring him next fucking jam session.
All right, let's get into it.
We're gonna bring Zach.
Let's get into it. We're 50 fucking minutes. We're already 1 hour into. You know what? We haven't done one fucking shit. Which I'm sorry. We have to do this real quick. Dude, you got a junk car laying around. What about scrap metal? What about batteries?
I got a battery.
Bring it to We Buy Your Junk. Junk for Jesus. Vehicle, scrap metal, aluminum, copper, converters, batteries, and more. 517-937-7748, 2756 East South Street in Jackson. That's what we have. I'm sad that doesn't have any sound anymore for some reason.
Cause I'm junking for Jesus.
When you know that it's coming again.
Junking with Jesus.
Dude, we have
wash
a song.
Wash away my sins.
Oh my gosh, that's so perfect. We have we have a song me and Nick did. Me and Nick were sitting there. Actually, I started it. Nick just like
I came over to your house one day, and for some reason, for some unknown reason, Rick was just singing at the top of his lungs. He just kept going, "That's why we're running with Jesus." And it's like running with Jesus. Like, why would, like, it just didn't make sense. It was hilarious. But like, and then we just turned it into a song.
No, and especially now though, it doesn't make sense, but I love it so much more.
I love it because like,
get a fucking guitar. Can we play this real quick? And that's why we're
listen,
running.
I love it because it's a song. It's Jesus. Like, it's an actual song that like,
dude,
if you know the song, okay. You know how, like, when you know a song and you, like, you hear, like, when you hear it and you're like, oh, that's that song?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, when you hear it, you're like, it's Running With Jesus. Like, you know, like, that's the song. Like, it's a thing.
Right.
It's an entity. It's a real thing that exists in our world.
You know what? And it's sometimes we don't even have a whole song. It's not even a whole song. It's just, like, a part of a song that could be great.
It's like the song Outside from Stained. It was just like, there's like a fucking a chord progression, outside. A fucking a hook, and like the rest is improvised. It's just a freestyle, the rest of it. But there's like a basic shell of it, you know?
Yeah. Dude, you're right. You're damn right. But there's always got to be something that like, I think bands of people together for like one moment in time. You know what I mean? Like.
And
certain things are just, that's it, that you can't change it. Like, once you do it, that's it, and that's where it stays. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. I like.
I wish we could have everything that we've ever done like recorded. You know what I mean? Like,
well, you know what we didn't do? We didn't do Steve-O, bro. We should have Steve-O'd the
situation.
What do you mean? Because like Steve-O, like he fucking filmed like he was like obsessed with the like he always. Like, since he was a teenager, filmed
everything. Are you talking about Steve-O Jackass?
Yeah,
Steve-O?
Like, he filmed, like, everything. So, like, now he has, like, for example, tomorrow night in Kalamazoo, he's going to be in Kalamazoo doing stand-up.
Right.
And, like,
And everything's going to be filmed, I'm sure.
Well,
yeah.
No, listen. Like, I wanted to go because I've always wanted to meet Steve-O, but, like, I've heard about his comedy stand-up show, and, like, it's basically what he does is, like, he'll, like, say some jokes and, like, tell, like, crazy stories of, like, some crazy shit. And then he's just, like, and then he's got the footage to prove the crazy story that he just told you.
Yeah, like, check this out. Right. This is where I did this.
Like, he'll tell you the story and the crowd will be laughing.
No, yeah, you can't replicate that shit, bro. Like, that's one in a million, bro. Like, you did that shit. Your shit's on. You can, when you can point your fucking shit out on a fucking screen on stage,
like, everything.
Bro, dude,
yeah.
Yeah.
So,
And talk about behind the scenes, dude. Everybody was wondering about. Anyway,
I remember, I watched this like podcast that he does, and like one day he had all these fucking like hard drives with like I don't even know how many like terabytes, and he was just like, "This is like all footage that I have." He was like that if you were to sit down and play it from start to finish, you could like hit play and come back in like a couple years and it'd still be playing.
Holy
like,
shit!
So much footage. And it's just like he's like has just all this footage of just every fucking little stunt dumb shit from like a teenager on,
bro.
So that's
but
what I'm
that's,
saying is like we should have Steve-O'd
the situation. That's good though. No, listen. Hold on a second before you fucking start denigrate me on my own damn podcast.
Shit,
I tell you right
about?
Now. No, I'm just joking. I'm fucking with you. But listen,
dude, it's time for this.
Everything that I've seen that I've grabbed off my laptop, right? Like I was like, oh shit, this is like taking up a lot of room and shit. You know what I mean? Like I'm losing space. Like my shit's starting to run slower. So I'm like, what do I do? So I, you know, obviously fucking like a dumb person would be like, what do I do to get my fucking laptop running smarter?
Oh, you deleted
it. I said,
everything.
Well, you got to buy another external hard drive and then dump it all on there. So I was like, cool. So I bought an external hard drive, dumped it all on there. Dude, I literally have like every single thing that we've ever did. If the world could end tomorrow, I would still have it on my shit. Protected in a thing. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah. So as we keep going, I keep trying to grab it and stop and drop it and fucking, you know what I mean, archive it.
Dude, you have to archive and you have to keep, like, Rick and Nick has to live on after we're
dude,
gone.
I think it will. I'm not gonna promise you anything, but it's
gotta live on in like when I'm all dead and gone, like everybody's gotta come back and watch these episodes and be like, I fucking miss Nick, man. He was real. Like, and this is like how they remember me. It's
why
like,
do you say that like you're already gone, bro? You can't.
I'm
say
just
that.
Saying, like, in the someday.
Some
because like right now, like I don't have anything else. I don't have anything else like left behind. Like I don't have like an album or music that everyone can go to.
You're gonna get it.
I got some.
We're
shitty,
gonna get it.
I got some shitty songs on the internet that I did when I was like. Like fucking 14 years ago.
And Chad said, well, fuck, you already, you are the guy that fucked up my mic stand, Nick. Fuck that.
Why, what did I do?
Oh, nothing. No.
Oh, no, it was like how it was like twisting like this, dude. It's like fucking.
John said, fire that fucking hooter up. Give him 37 minutes to roll it, though.
Dude, you fucking took my joint. What the fuck, dude? You rolled
I
away
did.
With
It'll
it,
take
dude.
47 minutes to rip. No, it's, I don't know. It's all fucking got fucked
here
up. But listen.
I need my joint back, man. You snuck over here.
What we need is.
Look, I'm doing a dab, okay? Can we do the breathe? I'm sure the people want to see the breathe, right? Let me do my shtick.
Do the shtick.
Here it is, right here. Oh, shit. I'm not done.
I don't even know if I have that on. Record, but we'll make it happen, I guess.
Then you gotta breathe. Then you gotta
That's too much. That was good. You shouldn't keep going, though, probably. He's going to keep going. No, that's too much. See, and that's good. That was a good one. That was a good one. Hold on. Let me give you one of these. We've had conversations about how much should you do? How much could you do? How much should you do? How much should you back off or get back on it? The same thing could be applied to drinking as well. You know what I mean? Like,
John, I want to fire the Hooter up, but Rick literally rolled away with my shit, and I don't have it. Like, bring it back.
No, it's... wait. Oh, it's this one?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Wait a minute.
Took off with it. Then I all forgot about it.
Okay.
I thought we killed it.
Let me get my lighter.
Then John started talking about fire the Hooter up, and it's like, oh, yeah.
See, that's what I like about having live viewers, because they can actually see shit, what's going on. They're like, hey, you had this. Why don't you have that no more?
I look at the interactions, man.
Yeah, it's fun. That's what makes it fun, because we're all hanging out with you guys, and you guys can fucking decide
what
we do.
I gotta fucking move that Pure Leaf, dude. It's killing me, dude. I can't see the fucking...
What is it? What are you talking about?
The shit that's covering the bottom of the chats on the TV. There's like a Pure Leaf and a fucking can.
Oh, it's probably one of mine, yeah. You want to move it, or you want me to do it, or what do you want to do? If you want me to do it, just say do it.
Just do...
I got you, bro. It's funny, because I'm more mobile than him right now. Watch this.
I was gonna say, just do it while you bring me the fucking joint.
Alright, here we go.
Wow.
Oh, dude, take a breath. Take a breath, bro.
Woo.
You gotta breathe.
Oh my god, man, it's getting fucking hot in her.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Oh my god. So my goodness. Holy dude, move that ice thing too. That other one. Actually, I guess it's not. It doesn't matter. It just covered up the name. God damn.
Are you still with us? Are you still hanging out? I want to know how to fucking get this thing to stay down. Diver down, he said.
Fucking,
Hey, appreciate that. LaFonda. LaFonda has subscribed. Appreciate that. That was a while ago, but we all appreciate ours. You all right, bro?
Fucking shit, dude. Oh, man.
I'm trying to figure out why our shit ain't working correctly all the time. That's probably not nothing you want to deal with. If fucking Chad was here right now, Mr. LaFondo himself, he would be like, do fucking not touch that. Which I did touch that, and I should go back. I don't want to touch all that, because it brought up a lot of crazy shit. The game is thick.
The game
TikTok, look at TikTok, seems to be working. Just nobody gives a fuck.
TikTok, dudes, you gotta have the fucking...
Nobody cares, bro. TikTok, nobody cares on TikTok, bro.
Yeah, you just gotta fucking... TikTok audience, you gotta lasso.
I don't have a fucking TikTok.
But it's like, because you haven't put the time and the work in for TikTok, bro.
Yeah, you're right. I probably haven't. Fucking... Hello, you're live on Rick and Nick Show.
Rick.
Yes?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shoot. Hold on. We can't cuss now. Jesus is in the room. Put the fucking blunt down, dude. Yes?
No, Jesus put this
Rick.
Here.
Yes?
Nick, hear me.
He can hear you Jesus. Good. He can hear you good.
Hi, Jesus.
Nick, Jesus? Marijuana is not the way. You should go straight to mushrooms and ayahuasca if you would like to communicate with me.
Oh, shit.
Be well, my son. Be well.
Hey.
Jesus. Jesus.
That's a straight call from the Lord himself, Jesus. I guess. I don't know, man. I mean, I can't call it. Jesus. What do you think?
Jesus.
son of a biscoasca. Give me a fucking ayahuasca. I need some chaser right now because that seems like I just heard from.
Let me get some.
Yeah, what do you need here, bud? Holy shit, let's get lubricated real fast because that was a whole another fucking level of. Thing I didn't plan on having.
Fucking shit, dude.
It is hot in here, too.
It is, isn't it?
I think the devil is among us.
The Diablo.
El Diablo, bro.
El Diabs.
This is getting
fucking
crazy.
Fucking shit, dude. Fucking shit.
You know what? Damn you know what mixes really good with a shot? You know, a fucking Arizona Paul Masson. Oh. I'm going to open this up right now. Ooh, listen to that. That's a successful... Something or other. I'm going to fight the demons with this Jack Daniels and this Parmesan. Here's to you.
Balls, dude.
Father, Son, Holy Ghost, I guess. Mm-hmm.
It's awful.
Mm.
Gross.
Listen, folks. Oh, my goodness. Listen. I'm not even trying to josh you right now. I've said this before, and I'll say it again every single fucking time. This right here... mixed with this right here, the Arnold Palmer, equals terrific.
Really?
Terrific, dude. Like, no fucking, like, aftertaste. No fucking nothing. Like, I'm telling you right now. I want you to experience this. I want you to experience this. Well, hold on. I did this a shot with a chaser. Do you want to mix it or do you want to do the shot with the chaser?
I want the shot with the chaser.
Okay. Let's get give me some Tony Hatch. Sober Dick, put the Tony Hatch on. Okay, thank you. Let's get this going. Hold on 1 second.
Sometimes you got a hatch every time you bust out a new batch.
Here we go. Hold on. I'm bringing it over.
To scratch.
That's going to be something. It's going to be something you've never experienced in your entire life.
Sativa. Y'all don't know about the sativa.
Take this. Before you do that, I gotta bring them up for our second sponsor. Don't
second
do it
sponsor. Yet. You mean a sponsier?
Dude, take this.
Oh, anybody gonna
take this.
Dude, shout out to the good things in life, bro. Can we just shout that out for a second? Shout out to the good things in life, because there's not very many. I mean, there is, but there isn't at the same time, because beauty's in the eye of the beholder. So what's beautiful to you might not be beautiful to some.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the things that are beautiful for you. You know, like the things that you love, the things that make you happy. Shout out to it, because... let me tell you why. Don't let anybody ever tell you that your fucking, your things that you like or anything are wrong or stupid. Like, don't ever let anybody fucking tell you, like, like for example, like, say, like, you like to get your fucking hair cut. You know what I'm saying? Like, every 3 to 4 weeks. Some people might think, like, well, damn, like, that's not really necessary. Like, it's not really time yet. But you want to know what? If that makes you feel good, who gives a fuck, dude? Go do it.
Who gives a fuck?
Do it every week. Go get fucking faded up every week. Make no sense. Make your barber question why. But he's still going to take your money. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, the little thing, shout out to the beautiful
John,
things.
We'll take a dab. You just hold your... horses.
Like, if you stopping and getting a fucking $8 Big B coffee every single fucking morning.
That's too much.
No, dude, I'm saying do it. Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, bro, if that shit makes you fucking smile for at least 5 fucking minutes, you've won, dude. Think about it.
I mean, I guess so, but if you're spending so much money on that, I guess, whatever.
Think about the grimness of life, and think about the little things that about the things that you like. Think about this, for example. Think about, like, your lights and your LED stuff.
I like my lights.
You love that shit, and you always have. But to some people might be like, dude, that's dumb. Why would you spend all your money to put all that fucking lights and that shit on your fucking van?
But look how good it looks.
You're right. But some people might think... To them, they might be like, well, that's fucking dumb. It's like, it's in the eye of the beholder. So what I'm saying is, who is that person to say it's dumb and you shouldn't do that? The fucking matter is those lights, they make you fucking happy. And goddamn, right. Listen, and damn right. The fucking price.
Nah.
Get the fucking Fuck lights it. Because, yep. Dude, you're alive and you're fucking breathing. So just be happy for the fucking beautiful things in your life. That's all I'm saying, dude.
You're damn
There's not
right.
fucking many. So fuck just be
that?
Happy.
Did you hear that?
Probably my phone, dog.
No, bro. I'm getting like ticks around my shit. It's weird.
Nah, bro. No.
Little fucking thump whompers.
What is John talking about still? What's still not rolled?
The blunts. He wants us to smoke and smoke and smoke.
I'm literally, I'm literally smoking. I'm literally smoking a joint.
He's got a fucking big
joint this whole time, except for when Rick took
pure and simple old-fashioned communism.
I'll do another dab, okay? I'm listening, Linda. I'll do another fucking dab, but
listen, that shit right there.
I only got 5% of my phone, and my Puffco is controlled by my phone, so I'm gonna have to get it in.
Why don't you have, dude? I need to have like, there are like other controllers over there you can just plug into. You know what I mean?
What, like what?
Right there on that thing I bought that has the USBs on it.
Oh,
on the wall.
Fucking, I don't have a cord though.
No, right. What do you need? There's cords on there.
I need a C.
There's one on there, I'm sure. If you don't have one on there, I got one over here.
All right. Yeah, because I'm at 5%. But what I'm saying is the button on my Puffco right here.
Yeah.
It's fucking broke. And it doesn't work. Like, so,
well, folks,
I have to run it through the Bluetooth.
What do you think? Do you want him to plug it in and keep this shit going? Or would you rather just say, you know what, we'll see you next time? We got 6 viewers. What do you want to do?
What are you talking about? See you next time.
He's like, fuck that. We ain't leaving. I like the way you think. You know what? I do want to play something that's more... wait, what is this? Oh, yeah. We are live on...
That's a good fucking question.
We are live. Hold on. I forgot. We are live. We're going live.
Nixon.
We're going live on Instagram right now, I guess.
We're on Insta. You can't even see us, dude. All you can see is a cactus and a lamp.
No, it's just, it's weird. I just started. It's weird. Oh, yeah. Let's do it. You got it. You already know what's going on. Okay, so we're going here.
Where the fuck did that come from? Anyways, was I taking the shot or was I taking the
We're taking the shot.
What do I do? You said to just hit the shot, and it's supposed to be really delicious.
Gotta hit the shot now. I ain't even put it in the. Oh yeah. So listen, take that Jack Daniels right first. Which show the people. Hold on, that's a real fucking bottle of Jack Daniels. I didn't manipulate it, manufacture it, nothing. That's real Jack.
Ooh, that's Jackie,
oh, yeah,
it's
real Jack.
D.
Yeah, it's Jackie
that's
D.
That's Jackie D.
So what I'm saying is, normal people would say, I'm gonna take a hit of this Jack Daniels, and it's going to be fucking rough as shit, right? But once you fucking put that Arnold Palmer in there, weed out of town, it's gone. Got it. You know what I mean? Guarantee it. Think I'm lying? Try it out.
Here goes nothing.
Here you go. It's close up. Take a shot of the Jack. You know how it already tastes. It's bad. Take it. And then, yeah. And then, yeah. Am I wrong, though?
It wasn't bad.
Right?
It's dangerous.
See?
It's dangerous.
But?
It's dangerous.
But?
Yeah, you know.
It wasn't bad, right?
It wasn't bad.
Nice. See? Tell me.
I was feeling the burn and the sting because I held it in for a little while. And then, like, I swallowed and then boom. And then all of a sudden it was like.
As soon as you hit that Arnold Palmy, bro, yeah. he just lets it know. You're all right to ride. You know what I mean? Right.
That's
it
a
out,
good question,
type
bro.
Shit.
That was a good question. Who was Hot Nixon? And thank you, LaFonda. I appreciate that. I be trying to tell people sometimes little stupid words of wisdom come out of my mouth.
I'm glad
sometimes.
You keep paying attention to this because, like, I'm just trying to run everything else, and I'm so glad that people keep commenting. Thank you. But John Sharp said, "Shot then dab then roll dude, one or
why
four.
Why is John like trying to
dude,
fucking
he
murder
always,
us
every time, bro? Every fucking time.
It's literally like fucking midnight, and I gotta fucking go home. Still,
he just wants us to get completely fucking swasted.
I actually like that's probably I should probably not even fucking drink anymore because
no,
I'm still gonna fucking drive home.
Yeah, that's a good point. It is 11:56 at night.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it. I just looked over and was like, God dang, it's the midi, bro. It's the midi in
but
the city.
I still will grab that. So while I do that, I will do this. Hold on, wait. That was dope. Do it again.
Oh, I can't do it now because you put me on the spot.
Oh, come on. We can make a beat. Nah, fuck that. That's too weird.
Do the guy.
Me and him used to do beats in school. Just fucking like fucking
do fucking the scat man.
Skibbity boops.
The scat man.
I'm the scat man. Skibbity
bada. Dude, I seen a fucking video the other day on Facebook, he was like on like the Tonight Show and performed it, and it was just fucking weird.
The
dude.
Guy,
yeah,
the scat man guy. Oh no,
he did it live, and like the funny thing is when it first like broke in, when the music came in, he was like all off key and shit, and then had to like adjust. And it's funny because it's like you could tell it's like the nervousness of the live performance. Like you're on fucking the late, you know, it's like the platform.
Right.
And I think that he was just so amped up that he was just like, and like the music came in. And it didn't match. But he had to like find it. You could watch it happen in real time.
So bad. But I mean, like, that's a fucking noise that we all know. That's a, you know what I mean? Like, from our
I'm
kids.
I'm a scat man.
I'm a scat man.
I think he's dead, bro. I think that guy died, bro.
I heard he's part of the fucking
he's not
Gaddafi,
the,
bro.
What?
Gaddafi's cats.
What the fuck is that?
It's a mafia scats.
There's mafia scats, bro. Like mafia,
they'd be dancing off. They'd be dancing off for territories and shit.
Territory.
You never know, bro. They could be. Fuck. Who knows?
That would be fucking crazy, dude.
Could you imagine?
Could you imagine that guy going on fucking tour?
You said you're not drinking, but I'm taking another fucking drink because this is epic right now. I'm so happy that we talked about this. But you know what? I'm so sad that we talked about this guy. This guy died, right? You said, oh, this guy's dead?
I don't know, man. He might have. He probably did, dude.
I mean,
when's the last time you've heard of him, the scat man?
How much would you pay somebody to eat one of these pears?
I would never.
Dude, these things are fucking gross. They've been sitting here for at least a year.
Why
they're
do you have
gross,
a jar
actually.
Of fucking moldy pears?
No, they're not moldy. They're actually soaked in moonshine.
Moonshine? Yeah, but they still look gross. Ain't nobody eating this.
Nah, I mean, like, unless you really want to get drunk. I mean, I guess, you know what I mean? I got me a little bit of Jim Beam. We got.
You mean unless you want to get sick, bro? All
right. Well, listen. If our live audience is with us right now and they want to take a shot with us, you tell us yes. Scat means shit. Yeah, you're damn right. The scat man. I'm the scat man.
He said I'm the shit man.
I'm the shit man. He did. Yeah, you're right.
There was too many skeety dee dee.
All right, let's all take a fucking shot.
Dude, there was too many skeety wee dee wappos in that motherfucker.
Dude, but listen, when you're good at skeety wee dee
wappos, that's what he did. Look, when he was doing it, like he stood behind a keyboard, but I'm not sure he ever actually played it. He just stood behind it and he went like this. He was like skeety bop a doo bop doo, and he did like this thing with his hand, like he was like playing like some kind of clarinet. He's like skeety bop a doo bop.
Oh yeah, he was getting into it. Hello, you're on the Rick and Nick Show.
Yeah, this is John Sharp.
Hey, what's up, John? We see you on here all the time. How you doing?
Yeah.
I'm doing good. I haven't seen you boys doing any dabs tonight.
I'm sorry I'm not living up to your hype, to the hype and the standards, John. I'm going to get right on it. I'm gonna shut the fuck up right now.
Down with doing some dabs, and I got some good stuff. Back out in the bar and tried to get the machine going, but it didn't have no gas in
No, no gas in it. You got to put the gas in there, John.
Yeah, man.
Got to have the gas in there.
You need all gas. No brakes. All gas. No brakes.
Yep. Sorry, John. Excuse me while I take a drink. I just...
Well, thank you, John. We appreciate that, and we appreciate you calling in.
You two fellas have a good night now.
Good you night. Have a good night, John. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Hell yeah.
Man.
Hell yeah.
That's a good call.
Yeah,
that's a good
Hell
call.
Yeah,
right
brother.
There.
Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah, brother.
My buttons are so far away, but I appreciate that call in. You know what I mean? So... Listen, if you keep tuning in, we're gonna tell you boys and girls exactly how the life used to be back when life was good. Do you remember when life was good?
Remember when I used to seize the day?
So far away. Dude, they had one good song. That was like the one good song.
Dude, I love Stain, dude.
I love Stain too, but like. Bro, like you can't just keep dwelling on the one good one. You know what I mean?
Dude, Stain had lots of hits, bro.
CCR had lots of hits, bro. What about CCR? Nobody gives a fuck about CCR no more.
Dude, I love CCR, bro. Dude, I was just talking about CCR
I'm
today.
In the man, move massive. You know what I mean?
CCR is like what you think of like anytime you see like a war movie.
What do you mean a war? Oh yeah, because
they always put
shit.
Their songs in fucking war movies.
Yes, it's all
every
time.
Like fucking the Run Through the Jungle song.
Run through the jungle, yeah, that's in
every fucking. Anytime there's a war scene.
Why am I trying to hit this like it's a beer?
Anytime no. There's a war scene in a fucking movie, yeah. you will be sure that Clearwater Revival got cut a check.
You goddamn Tito there, man. I'll tell you what.
They wrote the soundtrack for fucking Vietnam, bro.
Take ain't that got no gas in it.
But dude, I fucking love CCR, dude.
Nope. Everything that I'm hitting is wrong right now. Yep. Everything that I'm hitting has not been prepared for this show, obviously. And I'm just glad that it works. Nick, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When you grew up in this United States of America, in this great state of Michigan, did you think that today we would be sitting here in this little congregation of people and folks that believe all certain different times of things and here and there, and we're just here to just keep them all informed?
Could you simplify the question?
Could you believe that we're still here today alive?
No, I can't.
A lot of our friends have died. Yeah, we're all dead. A lot of our friends.
I honest to God didn't think that I would fucking make it to 38, bro. I'm not even fucking.
No, me neither. I'm not even joking. Like, I'm like, serious with
the
you,
realest
bro.
Of the realest of talks, like, I don't know, dude. I was a little fucking Kurt Cobain freak, so I was always like, 27 Club. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm going to go out there. Yeah.
27 Club, bro. I'm not making it to 30.
Right. But, you know, you gotta live, bro. You gotta level up every year, you know? You gotta level up because not everybody gets to. So if you get to, you better fucking level up.
Oh, shit. Get it in there.
I'm just saying, dude. You gotta live for motherfuckers, dude. Some motherfuckers ain't here no more to kiss their kids, you know?
You're damn right.
So you gotta level up.
You're damn right.
Nobody likes getting eld, but you're leveling up. You know what I'm saying? You're on the journey.
Because
at the end of the day, when you think about it, every morning, what do? We leave our fucking houses and we go out into the world to work our jobs, to go fucking get our groceries, pay our fucking bills, live our lives. And what are we all trying to do at the end of the day? We're all trying to fucking make it back home. Every single fucking one of us. It's like you go out in the world where there's danger. You're driving a car. There could be accidents. There could be a number of things that could happen out in the world. And you go and you duck and dodge those every day to do your runabout lives, and you don't think about it. You just do and you do, and it's a cycle. And whether we know it or not, we're playing that game,
yep.
That big game. that the players used to talk about back
big
in the
game
day.
Of life.
You're playing the big game, and every night it's just like Mario at the end. Yeah, you want to fucking slide down that fucking flagpole, like that's you want to go home. Everybody wants to go home, you know.
Everybody wants to go home.
Like they always talk about like the cops and stuff. Like going, well, they just wanted to go home. Well, so the fuck does everybody else, man?
Everybody
and
else.
We all want to fucking go home. That's the object every day when we leave our fucking house.
Ooh.
Every night, what when you go out, even if you go out and you go party, you want to be out. Eventually, what happens? There's a point in time where
you
you're
gotta
like,
go home.
I'm ready to fucking dusty trail
it. Tell
bro.
Them about
you're
it,
like,
bro.
I'm
Tell
ready to dusty trail
shit,
it and fucking hike it to the crib. And then what do? You go to the crib, and it's you get that warm feeling. You go in, you're in the crib, you're safe. You're safe. You're safe, bro.
Safe.
You get yourself something to eat.
Yes.
Something to drink. You get your belly full.
Oh, embrace.
You go sit down. You go lay down. And you turn the TV on in your comfort with your fan yes. and your blankets, your heated blankets, and you fall asleep peacefully. And you wake up and you do it again the next day. And that's the game, my friends. The game of life. So if you can level up, level the fuck up. Level up. Shit. Stop being afraid of, like, getting old and shit, you know? That's a fucking honor, dude. Don't let these little young
Bro,
motherfuckers
you killed
get
shit.
In your
Thank
head
you.
Making yes. you feel like we're old heads or, oh, you're getting older. Oh, you motherfucker. Dude, my fat ass will fucking roundhouse kick your little fucking ass, dude. Like, nah, bro. Like, no. Nah. At the end of the day, nah, son. Level up. It's cool to be old.
You know
it's
what?
Because you've been leveling the fuck up.
Leveling up. I just want to hit one more, a couple buttons.
Because, like, when you play the games, like, I'm not a gamer, but, like,
I got
you
buttons,
play, look at
on.
The games, like, the shooter games, the shit that you do, all the motherfuckers who are leveled up are the baddest motherfuckers, right?
Yeah.
The decorated motherfuckers, the vets, the OGs. So that's what we need to bring back in the world, dude. We need the respect for the OGs again, dude, because these little motherfuckers try to clown us, dude, on a daily, and I fucking, like, it pisses me off, dude, sometimes.
Could you imagine sometimes. These motherfuckers, dude, like, nobody, like, okay, so, like.
We are the generation, goddammit. We were the fucking last ones who got the old school flavor and the mixture of the new school flavor, but we got it. We still got to ride around till the fucking streetlights turned on our bikes all day with our friends. We didn't have fucking cell phones at concerts. We actually had to fucking live in the moment and remember it up here. When I seen Slipknot back in 2000 when they were in their fucking prime, when they played the fucking the goddamn like Fillmore and shit, dude, it was in here. It's in here. I don't have fucking pictures of it. I don't have a fucking phone where everyone's sitting around like this. It's here. I remember here how badass that shit was, and it gives me fucking goosebumps. And no phone picture or anybody standing there not fucking moshing or feeling it in the moment is gonna fucking capture that on the goddamn phone screen. There, I said it. I said it and I don't regret it. Bang, bang. Bang, bang.
Holy shit.
Sorry,
folks.
Dude.
You heard it here live on the Rick and Nick Grant show. Late into the fucking mix, bro.
Grant Grant
I hope nobody takes us and chops it up one day.
That was fucking mic drop, dude.
Dude, that was dope. I like that.
Mic drop.
That was dope.
That was inspirational.
Fuck! That was nice.
But it is true, dude. Like, we're the last generation, bro. You're the last.
Yeah, you're right. You ain't
the last
lying.
Who got our fucking asses whooped. The last who fucking had respect for adults. I mean, yeah, we all did our fucking dirt. But at the end of the day, there was some level of fear pumped into us by adults where we were like, fuck, I'm not fucking doing
it. Can't fuck around, right.
And now all these fucking, these motherfuckers ain't never fucking took in a lick and they don't even know, bro. They don't even know.
They don't even know how much shit they're
about
to blow
up. You know what?
Up.
It is what it is, dude. It's just like, I'm lucky to feel, I feel like lucky, or like to be, you know, where we are and like how it happened.
You're right.
The essence of like the last of the 80s and like the early 90s and that, like just that time is like, it's a time and place that can, it's a magic time, dude. You know, even if your childhood was shit, you know, and you had trauma, it's like when you think and you can remember the essence of the good shit, dude, take me fucking back to when Hamburger Helper was still fucking good.
Absolutely.
When it was a delicacy. You know what I'm saying? When it was right. fucking delicious. with a side of... Dude, I fucking... You, that, dude, I've seen that fucking meme. Here I go again. I see the fucking meme where it's like, what, fellas, what would you do if you came home and your woman gave you this and it's like fucking Hamburger Helper and some like bread on butter? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, dude, are you fucking kidding me, dude? If I came home and my lady had the Hamburger Helper with bread and butter, dude, I'm eating her from the back tonight, dude.
Wow. There you go. Bah, 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 bah.
You are getting it. That's a fucking Dallas Gazette. Right, I would appreciate
on, hold
it.
On. Listen, listen. Here we go. Live on the Rick and Nick Show. Okay. Hello. You're live. Hello. Who?
Oh, yeah. This is the Macho Man, and I just wanted to chime in.
Now that's a way to do a real fucking Hulkamania, fucking
Hulkamania. Yeah,
dude, I have no control on who calls here and what does what. I'm just trying to answer buttons, hit buttons, press buttons like this. That's another locator.
That's where the fuck it goes. All right, dude, it's time for another dizzible.
All right, you ready for the dizzibles? Because ultimately, you got to think, dude, the Rick and Nick Show, not only the Rick and Nick Show, but Wheelchair Rick Impervious has gotten so many views.
It's not going to happen, bro.
What's happened?
It's dead.
Why? Your phone's
and
dead?
No, this is dead and my phone's dead. So that's two different things they have to charge.
Well, you got to charge it up. What do you got to do?
I'd rather have the phone because the phone's the most important part.
Well, there you go, folks.
Hold on, where's the fucking thing?
What do you need?
A seat.
Right there. There's a plug-in right there over there. There's a plug-in over here. One love fuels the fire. Two hearts burn inside. One love is dying. I don't know. Yeah, it's all fucked up. Well, I guess we'll get a hold of you later, folks, and when we figure this shit out.
What, are you going offline?
I got to, unless you want to. I got stuff. I just don't know where shit's at.
Is it this?
What's that? Does that work?
No, it's not plugged in.
Nope, don't work if it ain't plugged in, you know what I mean? To move how the lonely one. One love is crying now. Let's start it over and we'll do like late night. Here we go. Peace.